Vayter in Shas. We are in Maseches of Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, but we're going to pick up, taking it back to Chav Vavam Beis by the bottom of the page, but 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines up. Tanu Rabbanan. We did this yesterday, but we got to get into the flow again. Tanu Rabbanan. Yisrael Malis over Kochav L'Shem Ger. A Jew is allowed to mal, he had to do a bris mila, on a guy for a ger. Lafuke L'Mishum Morna. This is excluding of the case of the purpose is to get rid of Morna, which is a type of illness or sickness. Delo, that you're not allowed, he's not allowed to do it. Dilo, that he's not allowed to do it for that. The Ovid Kochav Loyom Yisrael, a guy, Vodazar, can not do meal on a Jew. We're from killing the baby. Someone that's there. Can't do it. The mitzvah is going to turn the knife. He's going to make the kidnapping of children. Fact the Gemara. Does Rameir really say that a guy is not allowed to do mila on a Jew? Or a menu, but what about the following brisa? Ir she'ein ba rofi Yisrael. If you have a town that doesn't have a Jew that's a doctor to do mila, v'yesh ba rofi kusi v'rofi over the chami. You do have doctors there, but one's a kusi, right, the gay or arias, and one is a in a vodozarnik. Yomel over the chami, val yomel kusi, says Rabbi Meir that that's what you do. Oh, div Rabbi Meir. So you see clearly you can use a guy to do mila. Rabbi Hudom, he says, no, it's better that the kusi does it and not the guy. In fact, so how do you have it? So here, Sir Mayor does let the Vodazar guy do meal on the Jewish kid. So my Eifach, now switch that second price. Every Mayor, Omer, Yomel Kusi, Valo Vikachavim. Every Mayor is saying it should be a Kusi and not a Vikachavim. And every Udom Mayor, Ovikachavim, Valo Kusi. Okay, that's where we left off yesterday. Now the Gemara says, Vesavar, first the Gemara, Vesavar, Rabbi Yehuda, Ovikachavim, Shaper Dami. Does Rabbi Yehuda, you flipped it. Anyone say, is this really true? That Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that a guy is allowed to go and do it. If I tell you, I don't know that if a guy does it, it's going to be puzzle. She remembers the pasuk says, "Va'ata brisi, va'ata es brisi sishmor, and you, my bris, shall you keep?" Which means to be saying that it's only a Jew who's allowed to do it, but not a guy. And that is Rabbi Yehuda. So it's going eliyon lote b'chilicham. You don't switch it. Right, you don't switch it, and he's not saying a guy, but it's Rameir saying a guy. Aye, then how are we dealing with the fact that Rameir is a contradict in himself? And what are we dealing with? And the Brayer said that Rameir says you're allowed to, because he's saying, you're not, really says you're not allowed to. Beep, turn the pitch of Zanim and Alf, Berofe Momcha. We're dealing with a case where there's a doctor who is an expert. Since he's an expert, he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. If he gets up that he messed the thing up, it's going to ruin his whole profession. If he's, you know, well known, then mutter, then it's going to be mutter to do. So he flipped it back. He's saying, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a kusi should do the mila. I think Rabbi Yehuda says that a kusi is allowed to go ahead and he can do mila. Is that really true? But Tanya,
but we
learned in a brisa. Yisrael mal es hakusi. Yisrael can do mila on a kusi. If a kusi lo yom es Yisrael, he can't do him. Because he does it for avodah zara. That's Rabbi Yehuda says. So Amar, clearly Rabbi Yehuda is not going to let a kusi do it. Amar lo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says back. Where do you find that mila has to be done l'shma? Like, what does it matter anyway? Ella mal v'holech agitation l'shma. So let him continue, you know, doing his meal until he dies. In other words, he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, nonetheless, is saying that a kusi can't do it. Says Gemara Eliyolam Epach. You do switch it, and you say that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying it's a guy, and Rabbi Meir is saying it's a kusi. Epach to avchin and mekar, like we flipped it the first time. And now with the kakashi of Rabbi Yehuda, now the kakashi of Rabbi Yehuda on himself, that Rabbi Yehuda allows a guy to do it. What do you mean? Right, the Brayer says Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the pasuk that they're not able to do it. No, he Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. He, there's a different person. That's someone called Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Nasio, Merminayin Lamila Bavikachom Shipsul, it's going to be possible. Tamil Lomer Vata is Brisi Sishmor, but Rabbi Yehuda, by not reading this here, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to work. Okay, good. Amar Av Chista says, Rav Chista, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda to say that a mila that's done not for the mitzvah is no good? Not that he's saying you can't have a kusi do it because he's doing a vazar. Rashi is bar plukta de Rabbi Yosi, the pasal kusi. Tichsev la Hashem himal, because it says, for Hashem circumcised shall be. Rashi is va'asa pesach la Hashem himal, v'darish be mila l'shma. We learn a mila to be done l'shma hilchach kusi pasul. The mal shelo l'shma. Avolov kachavim lo mahil ella daita d'israel. He can only do it in the das of Yisrael. Shomer lo mahil v'hainu l'shma, and that's called l'shma. Back in the Gemara, Rav Yossi himal yimal. Rav Yossi says that himal yimal, that it's Rashi says ribuyah. It's an addition. It's saying that even without the proper kavana. V'idach haksev l'shem himal. Rav Yosef says Lashem Himol, so you need Kavana. Na'uba Pesach Sev, that's written by the Karban Pesach. It has nothing to do with circumcision. It says Rashi Lashem Dekra at Pesach Koshita Siyasa Lashma has to be done Lashma. V'idach Na'ami Haksev Himol Yimol. Rav Yehuda, it says it can be done Himol Yimol with the circumstances. And the Gemara Dibra Torah B'Kloshem De'Adam. The Torah is just speaking in the Lashem De'Adam, and it doesn't mean anyone can do it. You have to have the proper Kavana. Therefore, Kondri Bila Kusi cannot do it. Yet, my Minayin Lamid Abov Kacham Shib Sula Hayin Abov Kacham Guys is going to be possible. The Daru Bar Papa Mishmei the Rav Amar. He says, interesting name, Daru Bar Papa. V'ata as Brisi Sishmor. And you, my bris, you shall keep, and your offspring after you throughout all their generations. Rashi says, "Vezarecha acharecha, v'lo v'kachavim," and not a guy. Rav Yochanan Amar Himal Yimal says, "What? It's an inclusion." Rashi says, "Kari bay, Himal Yimal Mishu Mol Yimal Acherim." Only one that is circumcised can go on to circumcise. My benai, what's the difference between them? Either one of them, it can't be the guy over here, right? Because he doesn't have milah. Aravi Mahul, the difference between them would be in Arvi Mahul, Vegan Vnuni Mahul, Igmanayo. The difference is reference to a Aravi, a Rashi says an U'ar or Gavnuni, which are Umahula. These ones do have Prismila. Mandama Himal Yimon says that, Ika, they're circumcised, they can circumcise. Mandama is Brisi Sishmar, Aleka, they're not able to go in to do it. In fact, the Gemara, Lamanta Amar, Himal Yimal Ika. The ones who says Himal Yimal, really, they would be included. You can bring these other nations to go and circumcise. But Tanam, we're going to the mission of Darim, Konim Shani Nanim in Arelim. If somebody says, a Hana that I get from uncircumcised person is going to be Usser to me, Mutter Barli Yisrael, it's Mutter from an Oral Yisrael, from a Yisrael that's uncircumcised. The Usser Bemule of the Chavim, but it's Usser to get Hana from even circumcised of Avodah Zarah. Next, Alma, what do we see? Alpha Gavda Mi'ile, even though they have a Mila, Kimad Lo Mi'ile Dami, it's considered as if they don't have a Mila. So how could you say these Aravi or Gavnunim are going to be fit to go ahead to give Mila? It's considered they don't have. Alik Menah, Adum Zilim is Yisrael, Shemesu, Echav Machmas Mila, Velo Ma'olu. If you have a Jew that ended up, his older brother died because of a Mila, therefore, he didn't get a bris milah. Rashi says, "Lazeh shelo yamos, nor that he doesn't die." The man of Avata is brisi tishmor, who says that you have to be one of those. Then this boy who's Jewish and doesn't have a milah, he can go ahead because he's part of the Jewish people. He can be mal ika that exists. The man of Himal Yimal, only if you have a milah, you can do it. Then leka doesn't exist. He's on a milah, he can't give. The man of Himal Yimal leka, really, according to the one who says Himal Yimal, he's not able to do it. But Tanam, we're going to the Mishnah. Konim sheni enem mimulim. If someone makes a net, he says, Hana that I get from the circumcised person is Aser to me. Aser ba'arli Yisrael is going to be Aser to get Hana from even a Jew that doesn't have a circumcision. Umutar b'mulei of Yichavim, it's going to be Mutar to get Hana from even a guy that has Mila. Ama, what does that mean? Afa gav de lo ma'ile, even though they're not Mol, come on to Mila, it's considered as if they are Mol. Eli kibinayu Isha. The difference between them would be a woman, lamandam mervatas brisi sishmar. So in such a case, leka, a woman can't do it because she doesn't have a bris. Deisha la bar mili, bas milihi. Lamandam himal yimal. The one who says himal yimal, ika, that exists, deisha kimandami alidami. A woman is considered as if she is already mal, because she's part of the Yiddish people. In fact, the gemar miika lamandam or isha lo. Could it be that there's someone over here that says a woman can't go ahead and do a circumcision? A Jewish one can't perform it at someone? We know that Sipora came along and she grabbed a rock and she cut off the mila of her son, right? Karib, no. That's the Gemara. Karib of Atakach. Read it as Atakach, not that she took it, but she caused it to be taken. Rashi says, the Shliach through a Shliach. I have a Ksiva Tichros that says, and she cut it off. But the Gemara, Karibay, Vatachre, said she caused it to be
cut off Rashi's Amar the Acher Vekari, so someone else to cut it. She told someone else, and that person ended up doing it. Another answer is Asya Ihi V'Aschala Asamosha V'Agmara, that she came, she started the process of the Mila, and Moshe Rabbeinu came and he finished it off.
And you can do medical treatments from them if they're monetary. We'll see what this means. Have a low report in the fascios, but not for the fascios. Famous tap man, Bechol Mokim, not to get haircuts to them at all. Rashi says, even in the shvil of Rishus Rabbim, that people go there always because maybe she's going to cut this person's throat with a razor. Divya Meir still says, Rishus Rabbim, it's going to be motor, have a low vino with them at all, but not if he is all alone by himself. Frag the Gemara, weird state. What's my repoy mamon? Why repoy nefashos? What does that mean? Either my repoy mamon bischar, if you want to mean monetary treatment, means you do it by paying. If you pay the guy, and repoy nefashos bechinam, it means that it's done for free. Rashi's klomer me atzmo mi nafsho hu oser kamoim yeshes nafshechem bedaitchem. In other words, like you just let it be for free. Listni misrapin man bischar v'lo bechinam. Let it just say straight up. Rashi says bischar. Low cut, he's not going to kill him. The Chayesh left, say the dagger. He's going to lose his money. He's not going to get his payments. Therefore, he doesn't want to kill the guy so he can get his money. And, but not Bechinam. Al Reber Mom and Dover Shein Bosakana. El Reboy Mama and Dov Shemo Sakana, you've been a fush of Dov Shemo Sakana. And right, and therefore, you want to say that when it comes to money, there's no Sakana because the guy wants his money. And if it's for free, it is Sakana. From Rav Yehuda, Afilu Rivda de Chusilta lo Metasinian Minayu. Even a puncture of a blood letter's lancet, that's a tool he uses, which just causes pain, we can't go ahead and be done by them. Rashi says, Kli Umen Amakas be Ksefayim, they do it on the shoulders. Seemingly not to go with them at all. Ella ripoy mamon behemto. What does it mean, monetary stuff? It means the person's animal. Ripoy nefashos is gufe, but when it comes to nefashos, it's his own body. Versus rafil in sakana medaver. Even if there's no sakana medaver, you can't go and do it. V'hainu, so you can only use a goyish of veterinarian. V'hainu damer av Yehuda, afilu rivda de kusilta lo mitasinan minayu. Even the puncture of a blood letter's lancet, we know you can't be treated by them, even though this does cause pain. Amar Chisamar of Ukva, Amar Aval, Im Amarlo. But let's say this Goyish doctor said to the Yid, Sam Ploni Yafe Lo, Sam Ploni Ra Lo. This portion is going to be good, and this potion is going to be bad. Mutter, it's okay to go ahead and to listen to him and to follow what he's saying. Beep, turn the page. Kosama Bey, Savar Shayule Mishale Mishaelo. What's the reason why you're allowed to go and ask him for medical advice? Because the doctor's thinking that the Yid is just asking his opinion, but it's not necessarily going to be somech on him. Rashi says, since he's just asking for advice, but isn't able to rely on him, he thinks that he's just testing his knowledge over here. Rashi, hi Yisrael, me the low boy, it's semen, I don't want to get healed from him. He's just testing me to see if I'm telling the truth. And just like the Jews asking him, he's going to ask another person. And then what's going to happen is, like we say, and if he lies to him, that person, meaning himself, is going to come messed up. He's going to get ruined. His reputation is going to get ruined. So, because that, he's telling the truth. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba, yeah. A switch to Rabba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Va'amar La, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Yochanan. Safek Chai, Safek Mace. Now, what happens to your situation of Safek Chai, Safek Mace? That maybe this guy's going to die, maybe he's going to live, he's going to die, if you don't actually take care of him. Says Rashi, Choli She'im Lo Yerpenu Rufi. If it doesn't save them, the Safik Yichid, it's the Safik of whether he's going to actually live. Safik Yamos, Ain Misrapim, Mamadovi Kachavim, Vadei Katil, because for he's going to kill him, Amutav Shani Yechulai Yechid, leaving that kid of maybe. Back to the Gemara, so Safik Safik Mace, Ain Misrapim, he's certainly not a golden, because Vadei Mace, if you can't go to them. But let's say Vadei Mace, he's certainly going to die if you don't deal with him. Then Misrapim, you're allowed to go ahead and deal with him. Says Rashi Akadosh,
Vade mace misrapim. Hecha de adin and shem lo yurapenu. Yom is going to die. Ve'en kan yisrael rapo. So, b'shap mehem dovi kachavim. My ovid lay. Habalav achi mace. V'shem yurapenu ovi kachavim. It's certainly going to die. Maybe he can help him. Mace. Ha'ika chayesha. What do you mean that if maybe he's for sure going to die, that we go and let him treat him? Because what's the worst case that's going to happen? He's going to kill him. He says, Chayisha is the most important part. He says, maybe he's going to live a little bit longer. And we wouldn't want him to be killed before his time. And for the Gemara, the Chayisha, lo chashina, we're not choshesh for the Chayisha. In other words, this guy maybe can have a much longer life. What are you worried? He's going to kill him a second earlier? But there's also a chance of living 20 years more, so you leave him. We're not turning to the Chayisha, lo chashina. Where do we know from that we're not? We're not choshesh for the Chayisha. D'chsev, im amarnu nava, the pasuk in Melachim. Im amarnu nava ha'ir v'arav ba'ir v'masnu sham. There was a battle. There was a battle, and that is that the Aram came and they fought against the Yidden, and there was a major famine going on, and this whole fight over here stopped them from getting any food. So it got to a really, really bad situation. And as Rashi points out, there are four Mitzuraim at the city gate, because they're not allowed to come in over here. And what happened was, it says that if we go, the Pasuk says, about here, we just read, Im amanu nova yir v'arav, but yir v'masnu sham. If we go and enter the city, there's a famine there, and we're going to die over there. If we remain here, we're going to die. So let's go. And they said, let's go throw ourselves and fight against Aram. Let's live, we'll live, and not we'll die. I have a chayisha. Chayisha, they could have lived longer. What's going on over here? Right? They're going to die if they die immediately. El alav, chayisha l'chashinan. We're not worried about chayisha. Mesa, effectively, why is this really true? Lo yisa v'yitain. A person should not, do not do business, or actually don't have like a yis of yitain, no say, like a shakal of ataria. Rashi says, bidvarim, penyim shechu, maybe they're gonna grab you, the min, and they're gonna bring you to their gehenim. Famous shop man, of feel chai shah, and you're not allowed to go ahead, and you're not allowed to be saved by them, even for chai e shah. Maisa would have been even for someone who's only going to live like for a tiny amount. Story time. Maisa ben Dama ben Achosel Rabbi Yishmael. There was a story about Ben Dama, who was a son of the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, his old sister's son. And what happened there was a Shekisha Nachash. He got bit by a snake. Uba Yaakov Ish Kfar Schanyel Raposo. This fellow, who was a min, says Rashi, k'da amra per kama daf yud zayin, he was a min, and he came to heal him. Below niyach Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael did not let him do it, because you can't be treated by a min. V'amar lo, ben Dama said, Rabbi Yishmael achi, hanach lo v'arapay mimenu, let him, like leave him, and let me be healed by him. Like, if I'm going to die if you don't let him do it. Vandi avi mikra min ha-Torah shel mutter. I bring you right from the Torah that's mutter. Rashi is lakami v'farishle. He's going to explain it soon. V'lo hispik ligmor is a dover atshas and ishmasa v'meis. He wasn't able to finish it until he ended up. His soul left him and he died. When did he die? Rashi says, bimutter. By saying the words, I'll not bring you a raya shehu mutter. Bam, death. Kara lover bishmal, he said about him, ashrecha ben dama. Rishmal said, fortunate are you, Ben Dama, shagufcha tahor v'yatsa nishmasa v'tayra. Your body's tahor, and you left with the words tahor by saying the word mutter. V'lo v'arta d'v'cha recha, you didn't go against. So chachamim, if you're going to a doctor, who is a min? Shahayu omrim uporitz gadin in shechenu nachash. He used to say, someone who breaks a fence will get bitten by a snake. Rashi says, over a d'v'cha chachamim, shechenu nachash. Come on, how ironic. Over here is the opposite. Right? So we have over here that someone who's certainly going to die, but he's not allowed to go, to a min. Says Gemara, shiny minas to mashcha. Says no. Right? Yeah. So the question is, we saw a moment ago that you're allowed to go and take this guy. You know, chayisha, we're not worried. You can go to a guy to go take care of it. But here we see that even for chayisha, we're not allowed to go there. We're not allowed to go to the min at all. Says no, shiny minas to mashcha. Minas is different because it's going to drag people in to get involved with it. And that we don't want. Therefore, it's usher to ever go to a min, because a person can end up following their ways. Amar mar, lo avarta divrei chavrecha, you didn't go against the words of your friends. Someone breaks down the thing, will be eaten by a snake. Iunami chivya tarki, b'dama, this bendama was bitten by a snake. And there, so why should it be that he'd be worried or get bitten by a snake? Since you go against the chacham, you're going to get bitten by a snake. And the guy's like, bro, I was bitten by a snake. I'm dying here. Rashi says, "V'ha'i yachalus rapos salinat salichios sayidizeh ulechivya derabana nami lo nichush nichush ilinashcho ha'i yachalus rapos salichios." He can go and he could live from going through this situation. So why is he saying, "Ah, fortunate are you that you're safe from this"? And for the Gemara, "Chivya derabanan." You would get hit by a snake of a Durabanan snake, a snake of the rabbis, the Les Seklal, which there's no way of being healed from. Says Rashi, then Rashi, she over al divrei chachamim chayv misa. Someone goes against the divrei chachamim, they are dead. Fact of the Gemara, my Avilah, remember, what could he have actually said to get himself, look at what pasuk is he talking about? Rashi says, Ladama and the Meimar, my Mikra, you wrote to love you, which pasuk do you want to bring? V'chaybehem. The pasuk of Achaibem, you should live by my mitzvahs, not die by them. Veloshi yomasvem. Now you should die by my mitzvahs. Rabbi Shmuel, hani mili b'tzenna. That's talking about privately. Avam v'hesi alo. But not if it's in a public setting. Because in such a case, Rashi says, yishchil Hashem, shiyoti l'chutz. L'meidu b'mena, we're going to learn from it, l'chala b'kedushas Hashem. Therefore, in such a case, it's not mutter to go and to go against the law of the Torah in order to save someone's life if it's done in public. The time went to the Baisa. Hayu Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Minayin she'im omrim lo la'adam avor avodah so kochav ma'al te'harig. Now someone says, do avodah zara and you won't be killed. But if you don't do it, we're going to kill you. That she'yavod v'ayarig. Go ahead, do it and don't be killed. Tamid lo'omer v'chayimim. It says, live by them, v'lo she'yomasvim. He shouldn't die through them. Yachal fil b'fasiyah, tamid lo b'fasiyah, tamid lo v'zuchal lo shim kachi, and you shall not desecrate my holy name, v'kdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and therefore, in that type of case, you should die rather than violate it. Not everybody agrees with this type of thing that you're allowed to do a avodah zarah b'tzina, but apparently there is a sheet that says you are allowed to do that, and that is this over here. That would be the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that the Chayban applies even by avodah zarah if it's b'tzina. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.